Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me over in the 57th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 57. He talked about individuals that were froward and went the wrong way. But if they would humble themselves, verse 17, they went frowardly on in their way. This is Isaiah 57, 17. But verse 18, I have seen his ways. If you put the earlier part of the chapter to that he humbled himself. I've seen his ways and what? I will heal him and I'll do what? I will lead him also and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, God says. Boy, that's a revelation, isn't it? I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is afar off and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like a troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, to the wicked. Is there a connection between peace and healing?
Yes,
there is. Jeremiah 33:6. He said, behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Young's literal translation says, lo, I am increasing to it health and cure, and have healed them and revealed to them the abundance of peace and truth. We see a connection between healing and peace. Healing and peace. Here, healing, peace, and truth. Now notice with me in the gospel accounts. I know I'm giving you some scriptures, but scriptures are good. Luke, the 8th chapter. The woman with the issue of blood that had been these 12 years, been through all kind of procedures and spent all her money and was in worse shape than ever. Yet, when she heard about Jesus, where was the beginning of her miracle?
Hearing.
When she heard. She heard about Jesus. She came in the press behind. She touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And when she did, the Bible said she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She felt the healing power of God. He said, virtue went out of me. Somebody touched me. She was aware when the power came in. He was aware when the power went out. This is not imagination. This is not fantasy. This is not mental gymnastics. The power of God, like God Himself, is real. I said real. The power of God is real. Paul said, by the Spirit of God, when I came to you, I didn't come with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, so that your faith wouldn't be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Somebody say, I have faith. I have faith in the power of God. I believe in the reality of the power of God. The Scripture warns us that in the last days there would be individuals who would have a form of godliness, but they would deny what? They would deny the power. Well, you can talk about it, but when you start talking about, okay, the power's here right now, the power's going to be ministered to you, you're going to receive the power, the power's going to heal you. Folks go, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. That's strange. Well, that's just because you're so far away from the things of God. It's always been that way. How many believe the power of God is real? Hallelujah. I've experienced the power of God. Anybody here beside me, you've experienced some of the power of God. Brother Hagin said when he was a 16-year-old boy, given up to die by the best doctors in his area, when the Lord told him to stand up if he believed he was healed, he did. Well, he said it like this. He said, well, people, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, people ought to be up by 10 o'clock in the morning. If you believe you're well, he did. So he got up. And he said, as he's standing there, knees touching the ground, he was paralyzed from his waist down, holding on to the bedpost, sliding down it, declaring he was healed. He said it felt like warm honey just started piling up on top of his head. Didn't see it, but he felt it. And it began to ooze down over his face and down over his body. Just like he said, like warm honey or thick oil. Well, that's what anointing is. What does anointing mean? That's why anointing with oil is a type of the power of God. It represents the real thing. And he said when it got to his waist and it got to his legs, he had no feeling in them. They're paralyzed. He said they begin to sting like you're putting thousands of needles in them. He said it hurt so bad, but it felt so good. He hadn't had any feeling. He's been paralyzed in his legs. And he said in just a few moments, he's standing there on his own power, praising God. Hallelujah, because he's healed. Yes. Do you believe these kind of things still happen today? Yes. They happen in the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. Yes. When did the Lord change? Yes. When did the great I am the Lord who heals you stop being the healer, the great physician? Never, never has, never will. People stop believing it. Preachers stop preaching it. Churches kicked it out. But God didn't change. I said, God didn't change. And around here, we receive it. I said, we receive it. We receive it. We will hear it and be healed. Say it out loud, I am hearing. And I am being healed.
Right now.
Right now. See, it's not a man that heals you. It's the Word that heals you. It's the anointing that heals you. Hallelujah. Healing is happening. Healing is happening. It's happening. Notice what Jesus told this woman that touched him. And the power flowed out of him and into her. Luke 8:48. When she finally came and told him what she did, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Do what? Go in peace. Another gospel writer said it the other way. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. What's peace got to do with healing? Everything. They're connected. They're connected. Jesus bore the chastisement of our peace and by His stripes were healed. Goes together. That's how we could be healed, because we could get rid of the anguish, the confusion, and get peace. Many problems are the result of lack of peace over an extended period of time. Many problems. Head problems, stomach problems, immune problems. Medical science is beginning to find this out more and more, that there's a connection between your life, your emotions, your beliefs, your relationships, your finances, and your health. Many still don't want to believe it, but it's always been that way. The Scripture says in Hebrews, talking about faith, that we which have believed do enter into rest. Do you believe it, saints? Put that up on the screen for us. Hebrews 3:3, I believe it is. Hebrews 3:3. We which have believed do enter into rest. The Bible talks about when people were healed and made whole. Also, the word is used, they were restored. Remember the man that had the withered hand? It says his hand was restored whole as the other. I want you to examine that word. His hand was what?
Restored.
Was what?
Restored.
Was what?
Restored.
His hand was restored. Restored. What's the root word? Rest. Rest. Go in peace and be whole. Is there a connection? He bore the chastisement of our peace, which is our broken peace, and by His stripes were healed. Is there a connection? Oh, you know there is. People are dying young. They're getting old prematurely. They're wearing out early because they live stressed. And if the stress itself didn't do you in physically, it can weaken your body until something else can hurt you that wouldn't have bothered you otherwise. Something has access. Something can start and develop over a period of time until it takes you out early. You're not protected. Peace is protection. Rest is healing. Hallelujah. The peace of God is a manifestation of the presence of God. God's called the God of peace. And His peace / presence will heal you and restore you, rest or you. The Lord is my shepherd. What if you're a smart little sheep? You're not a little independent-minded sheep. You are one who follows hard after the Lord. Amen. And the Lord is your shepherd. What happens with you? I shall not want. I don't want. I don't lack. What? He leads me beside the still waters. What does He do? He restores. He restores my soul. Even if I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, what? I ain't afraid. I'm in rest. Why? Because He's with me. His rod and His staff, they comfort me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.